Okay, so you had a vision. What was the
no,
first
it wasn't,
vision?
No, it wasn't a vision. It wasn't a vision. It was a dream. These were real experiences, dreams.
I'm talking about me, when you prayed for me.
You were an adult sitting in a little plastic swing. You're trying to swing, but you were pulling to the right, way over to the right, your arms and everything, and your legs, like you were afraid of something.
Wow.
And like in the neighbor's yard to the left, there literally was on the street out there, there was a car wreck, right?
In the neighbor's yard.
And just outside of the yard you were in, even, because it was a car wreck and it was really close to you and it scared you.
This way, if you can.
It was really close to you and it scared you.
Wow.
And then there were sharp metal pieces from something else, like shards of metal coming in. And they were very real. No wonder you were afraid and leaning on the swing. And suddenly...
What do you think those were?
Well, we'll get to that.
Okay.
Suddenly, all that faded away.
Okay.
And you were, as I've seen you for over 30-something years now, I always see you as a little girl, about 6 years old, in a little summer dress, barefooted, and you don't know enough to be afraid or to be complicated, or you're a six-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the way we grew up here. It's the Lord restoring the way we should.
Right.
In a perfect world, so
right.
to speak,
right.
how it would have, this is how you would have grown up. This is how, what I'm taking you back to now. Now, a little yellow sundress with two straps, barefooted, little pink toes, and you were just swinging. There were clovers and dandelions and things. And it was sweet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And real. Very real.
Okay.
Okay.
I love yellow.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's why I bought that yellow rug that I had to return.
Well?
It really cheers me up. Okay.
Yellow is very close to bright gold.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. It was a clear early summer morning kind of day.
Yeah.
Like when we were children, you know?
Right. Kind of a wonderful day.
Yeah.
Not a care in the world.
Beautiful day. Well, didn't know enough to have care in the world. You just popped your little head up like a little bird in the nest, you know, little hair sticking everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It was a new day.
Okay. And what was the other vision?
And the other part that I saw for you while little mother Anna and I, our baby Dota, were praying for you, beautiful beach. Sand as white as white can be.
Mm.
And little bits of seaweed here and there. And they were even pretty, like a, you know, ochre color, green,
mm-hmm.
whatever seaweed ends up being. But everything was so fresh and clean and pure and untouched and perfect. And the waves coming in were soft, gentle waves.
Mm.
Aquamarine.
Mm.
In fact, at times it was like a cove, you know, like the ocean water was coming into this cove
right.
where the beach was.
Mm-hmm.
So the water was calmer there and sometimes almost still, especially when the tide came in the morning or went out. But it was this aquamarine, amazing blue-green color. You could see straight down the bottom. I don't care if it was 4 feet or 40 feet.
Wow.
And you mentioned, it reminded you of...
The Yucatan.
Mm.
Yucatan Peninsula.
Speak a little louder.
The Yucatan Peninsula.
Yeah.
It was a cove.
Really?
With white sand.
Wow. Did you get out in the water?
Oh, yeah. The water was warm.
What was it like underwater?
I don't remember that.
Could you see any?
The water was crystal clear, though.
Well, I know the area you're talking about. And for example, we talked about Costa Rica, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And the Pacific waters coming into coves. And
another place I went to, in Mexico, where they had caves with water, and the water was flowing out into the ocean.
And in and out.
And I found a conch shell there.
Take our little trips to heaven more often.
Well, tell me about the wires.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so after that, toward the end of our praying for Mother, because she felt very oppressed, and how did you feel before we prayed to you? Prayed after you, prayed over you.
How did I feel?
How did you feel before?
I couldn't stop yawning. Oh, before I just felt capped off and numb inside. No inspiration. No, nothing. Just like creativity had been shut down, capped off, and no incentive at all. Complete, I don't know, boredom, emptiness. And I had to confess, looking at something in a news article on Melania and her son, I shouldn't have looked at.
We get distracted, especially if we get on the
dumb
internet.
Something I shouldn't have followed.
You can be good. I mean, you're listening on the internet right now, but that's a good way. Get your news from the Lord, man. You know?
Oh, I wasn't trying to get the news.
I'm talking to our heart dwellers. You know? Better to get your news from the Lord. Mm. When we put our hands on your head, all I could see were all these red and green and blue and yellow and, you know, I don't even like in your whole brain. It was just like a mass of tangled wires.
Wow.
And then that the Lord just reached in and took all those wires out.
Wow.
And then he went to your heart. Same thing. Bunch of tangled wires in your heart.
Mm.
He took them out.
Wow.
And they were just about, I mean, they were beginning to get down into your, as you know, you're really into your spirit, into your soul.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to take root. And he took those out. But each time he did, you grew, at least you may look like a grown woman, but on the inside, you were like a little child, like that little child in the swing. Go ahead.
That must be why he doesn't want me studying books.
I think that's why we have learned so much that we need to unlearn and get back to simple things. We have our Christian words, buzzwords, catchphrases. A lot of people don't know what this stuff means. Just talk to them in their own language, like you would to a group of little children. And I told you before, I get more out of children and youth channels and things. I may not be able to see now, but I can certainly hear.
Yeah.
And I can think with my little brain, my little four-year-old brain. We love you. Thank you for being your patience and your time. And we'll see you next time.